You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. And our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the CCA Star Tournament, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather. Looks like 84 degrees down on the island in Galveston. They say it feels like 92, but today we're looking at sun and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 87. Winds will be southeast 15 to 25 again. And then for tonight, some clouds, stray shower or thunderstorm, low of 82, winds southeast 10 to 20. And for tomorrow, more of the same. Sunshine and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Looks like about a 20% they're throwing in there with a high of 88 and southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Excuse me. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're going back on two tides. We have a high coming up at 4:26 a.m. It's a 1.6 coming off a negative 0.5 last night, and then a low at 8:29 p.m., a negative 0.7. 6:21 a.m. is sunrise, 8:22 p.m. is sunset, and our moon phase right now is 18%. We're almost up to our next new moon. And looking at current conditions right now, the buoy offshore is showing a south-southeast wind at 16 to 18, air temperature 85, water temp 85, and Eagle Point, looking over there, it's 85 degrees with 86.5 degree water south. True south wind at 14 to 16 miles an hour, and Morgan's Point 83 degrees with 85 degree water southeast wind at 8 to 13. So it's during the night it blew a little bit harder, but it does come down before daylight and makes things somewhat more tolerable. Well, anyway, and let's get to it. Our starboard leaderboard update, we do that at the top of every hour, and right now we have two confirmed tag reds that have been weighed in, polygraphs passed and all that. Red tag number 1803, that was caught by Gary Mershon of Houston. That was weighed in at Marina Bay Harbor. That's for the Texas Ford dealer. That's a red tag division for a Ford truck, Haney boat, Coastline trailer, Mercury engine. And for the blue tag division, we have Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson. He caught a blue tag. Tag number 1775, that was weighed in at Surfside, and that's for the transport boat Mercury Coastline trailer package. So, and looking at leading, leading sheephead, it's a 99 that was caught by Enrique Rangel of Houston. That was weighed in at Linda's Sewing Beach Bait and Tackle. Leading gaff top, a 6-1, Justin Morrison of Lumberton. A black drum of 11 pounds, 10 ounces, that was caught by Sue Lee of League City. And offshore, the only fish weighed in so far that we know of is a 56-pound, 15-ounce ling. That was caught by Danielle Grunewald of Freeport. That was weighed in at Surfside. So that's your starboard leader update. Now let's go to the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good to go. It's all good.
A 9-pound sheephead.
Yeah.
Whew.
I don't think that'll be the biggest one, but it's we've seen stranger things happen. But I'm trying to remember the big one last year. It seemed like it was around 13 or something. I remember.
Holy moly! That is a big fish.
Yeah.
And those son of a guns can fight too. You get them on the hook. They're a heck of a fight. We caught a little one the other day. He's about 14 inches.
Yeah.
You know, didn't even measure it. Just got him in there. I always like to pull those lips back and show the people the teeth and say, look, he could eat corn out of a picket fence. Look at these teeth, man. Look at these teeth. We're playing with a new puppy this morning. Melinda's up with me. We got a new little puppy yesterday. He's of the Heinz 57 breed. For sure mutt. Anyway, oh boy, first night with a puppy, and you know what? He slept all night. I can't believe it. He's up now, but anyway, not too much. We got a 16 miles an hour down here southeast this morning, and kind of quiet. Well, at least it's not pouring down rain. I guess that's going to be coming later on this week.
Well, they're looks calling like for it, so here we go again. Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're wrong.
No, it's the wind direction has finally turned around and came. We finally got the right wind direction. Now we've got a little bit too much velocity, but it's slowly cleaning up compared to what it was early last week. It was pure, muddy, dirty, sandy everywhere I looked, you know, the ocean or the bay. And it's getting a little bit of a better tint to it right now. So I had a couple neighbors went out and they struggled for a couple of days, had some trips and just hardly anything down here in this area. You know, yesterday he said they caught all kind of fish and they caught 100 fish, but it was they didn't keep any.
Yeah.
So didn't tell me if they were not keepers or what. He just said they caught plenty of fish and the people didn't want to keep them, so went on. But anyway, a lot of traffic down in our area right now, and I don't know if they had some kind of a kite expedition, expo something, I don't know, down here. So kite flyers, I guess. And anyway, I seen
go
four or five of those.
Oh,
they got some kites now that are like 30 foot long or maybe 40 foot long, the tails. Some of these kites you wouldn't believe. You'd wonder how they get them up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They glow in the dark. I mean, as soon as it gets dark, you ought to see the sky light up with these kites. I mean, it's something else. But no, not too much, man. I ain't got too many good reports because I haven't been out since last week. So I haven't went out there this week. Just not much going on right now.
Well, that's not good. Not much you need to going fish on. More. Fish more, live
yeah,
longer,
I
man.
Do. I do. I need to fish. I'll tell you what I did. It dried up. All the puddles dried up, and I got the lawnmower out yesterday and mowed a whole bunch of grass. So we got it looking good around here. I just need to get the weed eater out now and tighten it up a little bit, and I'll be caught up with my mowing. So well, that's a good deal.
Right.
The bait camps, they're finally getting some smaller shrimp. They're starting to get some mediums now. They were, you know, a couple of the places have been keeping these real big old shrimp all summer so far. They've been just these huge shrimp, which we didn't have any problem with at all, other than letting the fish eat the thing. You know, they would let him swim off and then count to about 50. And maybe they would eat the big
really?
Shrimp. Ooh, I seen those shrimp come back tied in a knot, broken half, bent backwards, without a head, just every way you, if you could have let him have it a little bit more. I don't know. Sometimes I think the fish just chew on it and just spit it out purposely. I don't know if they just want to kill. They got a killing instinct or what, but anyway, have a lot of fun with the shrimp and catch a variety of fish.
Time of year, you know, usually shrimp start getting soft, the heads on them, and it's hard to keep on the hook, everybody slinging them off.
Start molting.
Yeah.
Yep, they get real soft. They sure do. Hook them in the tail. Hook them in the tail or hook them somewhere. Mm-hmm. One thing about it, everything likes a fresh shrimp. Everything in the world likes fresh shrimp. But anyway, from what I hear from the guys that did go out in the boat yesterday, lots of boat traffic, lots of kayakers, just a lot of everybody, you know, on a Saturday. So it was Saturday, and everybody wanted to get out and get them.
Most people have to work for a living. They take advantage of their weekend time, try to get out and get them a few fish for the table. And
that's it. I mean, that's like the other day when I did have a charter, we kept a bunch of little croakers, and I scaled them and cut the head off and gutted them, and they're going to fry them whole. So, you know, good luck with all the little bones and stuff. But I said, I'll play them for it. No, man, we just cut the head off and gut them. We're fine. Scale them. So, but we are starting to get a mix of sand trout and some of those grunts and piggies, and they're I call them a grunt. They're kind of
what those little croakers like looking for with the spot on them.
Right.
Yeah, spots, or you know, some people call them spots.
Yeah, but there's another one that looks like a piggy, but it's a different, and he kind of goes sounds like a. Anyway,
do that again.
I can't. No. No, they do. As soon as you go to take a hook out of the mouth, they start grunting. It's similar to a piggy, but anyway. No, shoot. Jetties, no reports. The pass, no reports. We're just waiting for southeast wind, man. That's all it is. We got to get a
calling for today, but everything on the board showing south, you know, due true south instead of southeast.
Right. Yeah, we got 16 miles an hour, and it's showing more southeast right now.
Yeah.
Little bit east in it. But the good luck trying to find a place to park on the beach if you're coming down to the beach. But
it's crowded.
Rough.
I've been hearing a lot of jellyfish stings, you know, man-o-war.
Oh, boy.
Stings.
Well, they're not going to get me because I stay on dry ground. I'm not getting out of that. Hey, I look out there. Melinda goes, look at this guy. Here comes a guy. He's in the marsh. We watch him. He walks in off the highway. He walks all the way. Well, he struggled and finally made it back to the bay. And then he started walking towards our house. And finally he got close enough. I said, dude, where are you going? He goes, I'm trying to find my way out of here. Captain Mickey, when that guy walked over, I told him, come on over this way, and I'd get him up to the highway and show him how to get back home. And I gave him a poor guy, man. He had been struggling in that. Listen, he had shorts on with tennis shoes, and he was carrying his tennis shoes, and he was walking through that stuff barefooted, and he had black mud all the way up both legs. It looked like he was wearing black pants. And I said, man, here's a water hose. Get washed off and stuff, and I'll grab you something to drink. And I got him a Gatorade and a bottle of water, and let him wash himself off. Man, I was just saying, you've just done something I've never seen anybody else do, dude. That is some nasty stuff. You got.
Well, did he have fishing rod with him or anything?
He had a rod and reel with him.
Boy,
you know, with
go fishing right there, buddy.
I'm telling you, he was mad at him or something. But anyway, I pointed him in the right direction and told him how to get down to the pass. And there were some piers and some places where you could walk into the water a little, you know, where it's hard packed sand. And told him how to get down over by Christmas Bay and stuff. There's several places you can walk in at. But it's just not good wade fishing stuff down here. It's nasty. It's a stinky, nasty mud that, oh, Lord have mercy. Been there for years and years and years. And then, like I said, his legs were sinking all the way up to his thigh when some of these steps. I don't know how he made it out of there. I thought I was going to have to call 911 to get the poor guy some help. But he made it. He made it over. His name was Chris. And I hope he finds him a good place to go fishing other than back there behind where we are. But anyway, Captain Mickey, that's it, boss.
All right, buddy. We'll throw him out a number. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, man.
Come on. I'm ready to go and got plenty of gas in the boat. 713-208-0683. I appreciate you and happy fun Sunday, buddy.
All right, Hammer. You have a good one.
Yes, sir.
All right. See you.
You too, buddy.
Bye. All right. If you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:19 here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Freeport now. Let's check in with Captain Jeff Naylor this morning and see what's up in his territory. What's going on, Jeff? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
Not a lot, brother. Not a lot.
I know that's right. Man, that, boy, it's the story of the last 2 months. The wind just
not
is
a lot.
Howling.
Exactly.
You know, just cannot win. Just cannot win, man. You know, Casey got out yesterday. He just got tired of it. He went for it. And he paid the price. So he ain't here this morning because of it. But, you know, he went out there. And Yeah. He just got fed up with it. A little bit. By a little bit, I mean a lot. Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah. He said it was 3 to 4 is every bit of, you know, a butt whooping. And, you know, he's got a little bit bigger bow. He's got a 39 contender, which is, you know, pretty, is quite a bit bigger than what I got. So, you know, he probably is a little bit better ride. Not much, but a little bit. And, he said that there was lots of snapper, caught lots of snapper, just was real slow, and it took him a while to go find them, which is kind of, you know, kind of been what everybody's been saying here the month of June, which is very weird. It's kind of the same pattern that happened last year where, at the beginning of the year, the currents were just ripping like crazy inshore, so we were able to kind of get past them early on. And then the fishing was tough, you know, and I don't think we ever did figure it out. I don't think it was, you know, if they were a column issue, we were fishing too deep, fishing, you know, in the wrong water column or bait, or they just weren't there. It's just very, very strange pattern. This would be the second year in a row, too, that they've been doing this, so... I don't know, man. It seems like last year the snapper fishing got better as the year went on, or the season went on.
Right.
And I want to say, you know, July started turning on pretty good. So things to look forward to.
Well,
all
we need is weather, man.
Yeah, really.
It's got to give up, you know, lay down.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever seen a summer where it blew all summer long. Sooner or later, it's got to stop.
Yeah, I certainly have not. You know, Casey always tells stories about 1 year when it blew like half the year, and then as soon as it stopped, it was like 112 straight days of fishing. So,
that'd be nice.
Although it sounds amazing when you're not fishing until you get up to about that 40th day, and you're thinking, oh God. Not again, please.
Yeah.
For the love of Jesus, just blow again for a little bit, a couple of days. Give me a day off, you know. But, this is where we're at, you know. Nothing you can do about it. Just sit back and wait. Keep everything, you know, tidied up. We had, I'll share a story that we had this week. We came back in last trip. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. We went out, did some marlin fishing. You know, and then did a little snapper fishing. It was, when we were coming back in, we had a complete loss of power. Well, not a complete loss, a small loss of power in our port motor. We have twins on the Yellowfin that we got right now. Mm-hmm. It, basically wouldn't get over 3,800 RPMs. It cut back and it wouldn't let it get over 3,800 RPMs. Very strange. So we played with it for the last 2 weeks, trying to figure out what in the world it is. We went back and forth with sensors and trying to clean out filters and yada, 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 and still nothing. And brought it here the last 2 weeks. Last week, we were just running up and down, trying to figure it out, putting a computer on it. And as it turns out, what it was in the VST housing at the bottom of the high pressure pump, you have a filter that's on the bottom of that. And I replaced it. It's an item that you replace normally every 500 hours or 1,000 hour service, mm-hmm. you know, 500 increments, not all the time. But I just changed out, which meant, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking I didn't need to check it. But as it turns out, there was some stuff that rattled loose somewhere and it clogged that screen up. And that's what was doing it. It was just, brand new, you know, it was less than 100 hours that screen had been replaced. And, So yeah, so the point of that story is, you know, go and do your maintenance, because God forbid next weekend it gets beautiful and you make it out of right outside the jetties and break down, turn around, come home. So, you know, it why that wind's blowing, man, be doing some maintenance and checking everything out. Checking the E-perbs, that's always a big item most people don't even think about, you know. It's got the little tester button on top of it. Just hit it, see if it works, you know. Highly suggest not hitting it and getting, you know, calling the Coast Guard or anything, but just knowing everything works. Well, that's
something to stay on top of. You know, the biggest fishing weekend of the year is coming 4th of July, and while it's windy now, everybody make sure everything's legit before they venture out in the wild blue gulf.
You bet. You bet. You know, it's all a, that's the last place you want to find out something doesn't work.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. 100 miles out and issues. Never good.
Never good. You know, on a positive note,
happens,
though.
You can think about it. Boy, I hope I can get back to the dock.
Yeah, please, God. Get me back to the dock.
I came this far.
No, we all been there at least once. Yeah, no doubt. I tell you,
my biggest sweat was always looking at that gas gauge going, boy. It'd been nice back then to have the electronic fuel gauges like we have now, so it's showing you exactly what you're burning, how much you burn, and hey, you can make it leave now. If you'll go straight back in now and don't over throttle, you can make it home on fumes.
Yeah. Oh man, we all been there. You know what? And speaking of that, you know, that is part of the reason why our filter got clogged is what we think. So when we came back in the last time,
on the bottom of the tank.
Well, yeah, is that and or they say in the VSC, if you run it real lean, like, or if you run the tanks almost dry, it'll give it a, the VSTs can, the fuel can get real hot when it comes into the engine.
Yeah.
And that engine can flash boil the fuel in that VST. And what it does, it makes like this white film. You know, when it does that, it's not going to blow your motor up or anything like that, but it's just that real hot fuel coming into the motor that can actually flash boil it and actually create that white powder stuff. You know, I'm not a scientist or anything like that, you know, but it kind of makes sense, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, to your point, you know, you definitely don't want to run that sucker dry. That's exactly right. I mean, you'll suck up all the trash at the bottom.
It's like with the vehicles nowadays, you know, all these pumps are in the gas tank, and they need to stay submerged to keep that pump lubricated. A lot of people are running their vehicles down to 20 miles left on their, you know, that's just not good. You're exposing that pump, and then you got issues.
You bet.
Always,
you bet, absolutely.
If I can, if I get down to about a third of a tank, I go ahead and just top it off and keep going.
Sure,
back
absolutely.
Back in the day when I was always broke, man, I'd run it till there wasn't much gas left in there. And then fuel pump goes out, you got to pull the tank. That's never good.
Yeah. Whoo, man, that's a job.
Not good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I mean, it just all boiled down to doing the maintenance and stuff. I mean, that's it. Well, you know, keeping it in. Exactly. And, you know, you don't need to run. You don't ever need to run out that much. You just never know. You can be coming back, you know, go through a storm, find out you got to go way around it or something. I mean, you always want to keep a good 40, 50 gallons in there. That was something that we should not have done. We ran it pretty dry. I mean, it was probably about 25, 30 gallons left. But that's not saying a whole lot in a big boat, you know.
Yeah, what gallon tank is that coming out of?
Oh, man, it's 280 gallons. So we have three total tanks, and that was out of all three. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we were pretty lean, no doubt. But exactly, you know, and I'll relay again what happened. So that tank got real low like that. And when it's full, it doesn't, that fuel doesn't have a chance to get as hot, you know, but when it's real thin, you know, it's real low, it can warm up real fast. And that's basically what happened, we think, is it basically got real hot, came into the motor, flash boiled in the VSC and made that. But I mean, and it luckily it didn't kill it, you know, all the way down. I mean, excuse me, it didn't kill the motor, you know, it just wouldn't allow it to go past right. that 3800 mark. So luckily we didn't get stuck or anything like that, which is great. But let me tell you what, it was tough to diagnose, because I mean, you just, you know, when you have things that drop that RPM level like that, generally will throw a code or a check engine light, and then with that check engine light, you can put the computer on it, and the computer will actually read something. Right. You know, with this thing, there was nothing actually wrong with it, you know. And, yeah, I didn't know codes. The computer wasn't reading anything, saying everything was normal, you know.
You just had to take it apart and do a look-see.
That's it, you know. And, but, you know, at that point, you just start at the fuel system and start working back. So the VST is the last thing before it goes into the motor. You know, and then you start going back from there. So, I mean, you know, the first thing you do is when you think there's a restriction in fuel, you cruise along on a Yamaha, and on most of the motors that are about 250, 200s and above, let's say, they have a little bowl on the front of it when you take the cowling off, right on the front. Yeah. That bowl fills up first from your water, from your fuel pump. So let's just say your fuel hose disconnected from your fuel tank altogether. As long as there's fuel in that little bowl in the front, it will run. But as soon as it runs out, it's out. So if you think you got a restriction or a air in the hose going from your motor to your tank, you look at that bowl and see if it's full or not. If it's not full, there is a, you know, the sure. problem is between that bowl and the tank. And if it is full, then it's between that bowl and the VST on the side of the motor. So,
yeah, I got you. You know, you just, all right, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on a second.
Okay.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:36. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Jeff Naylor in Freeport. All right, Jeff, we're back, man.
Back in action. Back in action. Yeah, man. So that's my technical advice for the week. You know, it was a fuel issue.
Yep.
Then you know what I. Just and to top it off too, so we found out it was the VSC change of filter. Filter's all good, but we have to go back. We have to go and take those fuel rails and the fuel injectors to the mechanic and have him go and clean those, because that powder, such residual fineness, it can actually get caught up in those injectors.
Mess up injector tips and everything. At least nowadays they have a way to clean all that stuff. You know, a lot of places have that. Those machines, injector cleaners.
Yes. Very important. And, you know, it can, you know, those injectors can decrease the fuel intake, if you will. So it can reduce the horsepower a little bit if you don't have them and clean.
I mean, there's theoretically, like clean injectors.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, but again, you know, it's all about doing that maintenance whenever, you know, this wind is howling like this, so that, you know, whenever it's time to hit the go button, it's time to go, you know, and you don't have to look back. Because we got some, you know, July is always the tournament season. So, you know, right now there's two tournaments coming up, which I need everybody to if you're not doing anything for 4th of July week, come down and fish the Fishing Fiesta here in Freeport. It's the 78th annual Fishing Fiesta tournament. It goes from July 3rd to through the 6th. And the weigh-in is going to be over here at the Municipal Park in Freeport, right here by the Texas, police station.
Been running a long time.
Long time. Established in 1947.
Isn't that amazing? Still around.
Yes, it is. It is. And let me tell you, it may not be next year if we don't fish it. They bounced around a lot. It went from the JC's folks to the Lions Club, and I believe the Lions Club still has it now. But it's been tough. You know, the COVID year really killed a lot of stuff, and some of the stuff that is just barely hanging on. It's exactly that. You know, what a tradition though, as far as I can remember. You know, of course I'm in my mid 40s, so I'm not, you know, I've been around as long as some people, but look, man, I've been doing this since I was about 3 years old. As long as I can remember, I've been fishing the Fishing Fiesta, you know.
Right. Man.
And I hate to see the thought of something like that going away.
Stretch of weather for the 4th of July weekend, man, for everybody's
sure would
big
be
holiday.
Nice.
And, I mean, that's the biggest fishing weekend of the year.
You bet.
Inshore and offshore.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, and speaking of tournaments, you know, the next tournament after that is the Texas Champions Kingfish Tournament out of Surfside Marina here. It is an SKA sanctioned event. So if anybody's out trying to get points for the SKA, you can come get your points right here in Texas. And you know, that is actually a benefit for the Freeport to Port O'Connor toy run that we do every year. We actually missed couple years in a row, but it's a benefit for that. So that's, those are two tournaments right off the bat. And then I was just looking at the star tournament. Not a single kingfish weighed in, not a single Dorado. There's one ling at 56 pounds now. Granted, that's a tough one to beat. But, hey, look, I mean, any day, it could be any Sunday on a big ling. I mean, shoot, I've seen some studs caught right here off the beachfront. So, you know, there's so much money to get out there, you know. The one benefit, you know, that wind blowing. Too,
you know, from the average Joe and just people in general, I know they hadn't been able to get out much and all that, but a lot of them have weathered through it and fought it, and they're not real happy with what's going on with the snapper right now. They're just not, it's not as good as it was last year.
Yeah.
For them. I know a lot of that's weather related and everything, and being able to fish a lot of different spots and find them, but you know, that you'd think they'd be on every street corner the way we've been.
You know, them. Me, and I told you this happened last year. It's a very odd and weird pattern. The way I correlated last year was they were somewhere else, you know, besides where they typically are, and then they came back
north. As Bonnie says, 288 north.
I don't know about, you know, that, but you know, I went to a lot of spots. You know, I have a lot of spots, and I think we all, as guys, we all have spots that nobody knows about, right? So we'll go to the few that are a little bit more, you know.
I don't think I've got any place to fish inshore anymore that's sacred. Those days are gone inshore. No sacred spots.
Man, you know, there's places that I leave alone, you know, specifically for bad days. And there's one thing that I know is that they're too small for a commercial guy to sit on top of, and they're too small for one of the party boats to get onto. In other words, there's not very much pressure. So I know that those are pretty clear and open spots. Now, with that being said, I won't be able to fish that spot for multiple days in a row. It's just not very big, so I can't, you know, do it. So I always kind of keep these few in my back pocket, and I hit a few of those last year, same deal. Nothing. At the beginning of the year, just nothing. And I know fish are there. I know fish are there every single year. I don't have to worry about it. It's clockwork, you know. It's that guaranteed, and they weren't there. And so in the month of July, I started coming around, started doing a little more fishing, and I started hitting them every now and again, you know, just checking them again. And all of a sudden, they're loaded up, you know, like they never left, like they were just hiding somewhere and just decided one day they're back. And so I, you know, with that being said, I don't know if it is a column issue or they are, in fact, you know, other places. I mean, snapper move around. I know it's a hard thing to believe.
They move much. I thought once they kind of,
you bet they will
structure, do they? Okay, well, I didn't know.
I mean, traditionally they don't move around a ton, you know, but they will. I'll give you an example. So there's a very famous rock out here. It's called Tony's Rock. I mean, same thing anywhere. Let me tell you what, that sucker's loaded to the gills all the time, you know, but it's also a very popular spot. One good weekend, they'll all go away. You'll come to that rock, and where the screen was the day before, loaded from top to bottom, you come the next day, and there is nothing. You can't even see bait on it. It's gone. And they just move around, you know, and they'll come back. You know, if you give them a little bit, they'll come back, you know, but you know, I think fish aren't stupid either. You know, you go beat them up hard on the spot.
What's the deal with,
you know,
the commercial guys? Are they having banner years or what? I mean, are they catching a lot of them, or have they?
I don't think any more than what they generally do. I talked to them early this year. They didn't get any additional poundage, and they haven't been making any more trips than they have, you know, previously. They make a lot more trips at the beginning of the year when they get a bunch of their first quota. And then they start trickling a little bit around this time of the year. And then towards the end of the, you know, October-ish, they'll start hitting them pretty hard again.
Yeah.
But, you know, down – and all I can really talk about is Freeport. So here in Freeport,
right,
they have not been beating up on them more than what they traditionally do. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's just a weird pattern. I mean, that's my and I'm not a scientist at all. They could, in fact, have all gone 288 north. I don't know for fact. It's just my theory, you know. So don't crucify me on that one. But like I said, this is the same thing that happened last year. Super slow fishing, and then all of a sudden in July, toward the end of July, it all of a sudden started getting real good again. So I think everybody just needs to kind of hang tight. They are around. So I talked to Casey yesterday again. He said he caught plenty of snapper. He didn't start finding good ones till the very end, which meant he hit a lot of spots and didn't have a lot of success at the beginning of the day. You know, I didn't really get into that much detail with him yesterday. He's pretty tired. He, you know, he didn't got a butt whooping. So,
yeah,
he was. But I'll ask him and I'll have you an answer next week for sure. But yeah, I mean, if Casey comes back and says that it's been tough fishing or it took him a while to find him, then yeah, I can imagine it's that's saying a lot, you know. Yeah,
I'll just look at all the, you know, the wide perspective, you know, kingfish, and man, that's been terrible the last few years. I don't know what's up with that. And you know, you don't hear a lot about big dolphin anymore like you used to, but kingfish, that's a mystery to me. I mean, they do have, I don't know how many commercial boats just fish for kingfish. I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's you know, and part of it too, Mickey, I kind of use the reference of those shrimp boats, you know, and it's, you know, when you go up to a shrimp boat in the October, you know, shrimp and season here in Texas offshore, you know, and you get baskets of chum from them, it's got tons of snapper, and you know, you think, man, these guys are just cleaning them out, you know. But then I talk to you and you're like, man, this stuff's been going on since the teens and the 20s, you know. Yeah. I mean, and fishing's been stellar many, 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 many years since this has been happening. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. So I don't know. I find it really tough to believe that commercial fishermen can literally fish out the Gulf of Mexico. And if that is the case, in fact, you know, we probably need to look at, you know, some better regulations or something needs to happen.
I know. We've just about regulated ourselves out of business, though. Yeah, inshore and offshore. I mean, we try to micromanage all this stuff, and I think sometimes it just gets worse the more you tweak it and mess with it. Just leave it
alone.
I don't know. I don't have the magic wand. Nobody
absolutely
does.
Absolutely. You know, coming out, you know, I got two things. So there's an interesting article that came out this week, and it was Mark Holland posted it, and it was about Trump adding poundage to the commercial quota. And although that article kind of would reference you to basically that the commercial side would get more poundage and the recreational side would not, I don't think that is something that they would probably be able to pass. They've tried for a few years in a row with not as much success. Now, they may add poundage or quota to the overall catch, which means that would be shared between recreational and commercial. I feel like that would probably be a sell that they would get. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, if we're having a tough time already, and then they're starting to add more quota, it's probably not a good recipe, you know, for future fishing. But, you know, also to your point is that, you know, here we are again. We got a fishing species that we has been highly regulated, and we're trying to crunch all this fishing, you know, into a couple months worth of season, right? So they get a bunch of pressure in a very short period of time. And then the rest of the season, they're off doing their thing. So, you know, fish aren't stupid. You know, they figured out, you know, not necessarily they know the season and everything, but yeah, they start feeling that pressure. I don't think they stick around. You know, I think they move around a lot more than people believe, you know.
Well,
I'm
with you. You know, it just, they give us 107 days this year of snapper season. Well, good luck with those 107 days. The weather's been so bad, nobody's been able to get any of them. I
mean, we've had 30 of them. We have, yeah. We've had one out of 107 so yeah. far. So.
First 30 been a little slim there, boys.
Yeah. They're gone. Yeah. But listen, my prediction, here we are, June 22nd, I think it is. I'm predicting right now today that snapper fishing is going to get a lot better in July. And I think it's going to be like almost like it never happened in June, yeah. You know, the tough times. So that's my prediction. We'll see what happens. I feel like that's going to be the case. So as a matter of fact, you know, speaking of commercial boats, I went out and this whole week I've been down there running the boats up and down. I have yet to see the commercial boats actually move. All of them been sitting tight. So,
right. Boy, y'all's Brazos River's running and nasty right now.
Boy, I tell you, it's terrible. I mean, luckily we're up in the old Brazos that's cut off and it's actually, right. I had some kids night fishing a couple days ago and did real good. Trout are just stacked in here. They're dinks. Oh, they're not keepers. Yeah.
A lot of real dinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of them, though. Lots and lots of them. They're right there at that 14 mark, though. Uh-huh. Yes,
well,
sir.
That's a good sign.
It is a good sign. But, man, that river, though, is raging. Like you just admitted, you know, said it was it's tough. It's tough fishing, they tell me. You know, bull reds and all that. I haven't gotten a fishing report either from, you know, the inshore guys, not the bay guys, but the bull red fishing guys and
fish
jetty
right
fishing
off the
guys.
Beach and everything, mm-hmm. targeting bull mm-hmm. reds.
Yeah.
Well, I know the sharks are starting to show up down the beachfront and coming inside the passes and all that. A lot of shark action right now over this way. I know sharks, they've been burning them sharks down, man.
I can't tell you. I'll remind them, keep them all. Keep them all.
That's it. Keep your one a day. What do you do with a shark? I'm not into eating shark meat. I'm not fond of it.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it. But, you know, there's a lot of folks that do.
I just hate killing something and not being able to use it for anything, you know?
Right. It is good. I know a lot of people that do eat it and that they think it's amazing.
Really?
You know, it's not my forte, but, you know, I see a lot of fish.
And, you know, some other ways. It's edible. I mean.
Sure.
You can eat it, but, I mean, I'm not fond of it.
Somebody,
one of my top species to eat. Just put it that
somebody
way.
Somebody told. What's that recipe that my buddy was telling me is for the shark and kingfish is shark soup?
Oh,
shark
that
soup.
Plywood recipe?
Oh, I didn't hear that one. I was talking about the shoe one.
Plywood or cardboard, lay them on that, you know, butter it down real good and lay your fillets on there and season them the way you like them. And then bake them in the oven at 350 for about 20 minutes and then pull them out and slide the meat off into the trash can and eat the plywood. Or the cardboard. Oh, that's what my dad and all the old timers used to say about kingfish.
Yeah.
Got a good recipe for those boys. Plywood recipe.
That's right. Man. That old soup recipe. You just boil them up, blah, blah, blah.
Boil them down.
Dump the soup out, eat the shoe.
That's it.
Chew on the shoe for a while. Man. You know, I'm all kidding aside, you know, we about 2 years ago, we put a whole bunch of fish together and we baked it all at a big party that we had. And we laid all the fish out, different species, including kingfish. Right. No sharks, I'll give you that. But you know what? One of the favorite fish of all that party was the kingfish.
Really?
It was the baked kingfish. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a God's honest truth. And that was very odd, you know. So you just never know, man. It may have been the alcohol.
Butter,
I don't know.
Bacon and seasoning go a long way, especially with cold
beer. It sure will.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you guys down there and come down and fish and everything, give them some info, Jeff. So, hey, and by the way, when are you leaving for your overseas bill fishing trip? When are you going to do all that?
August 22nd through September the 2nd. Awesome. So, yeah, at the end of August. And then we also have the Veterans Fishing trip, which is going to be the 2nd and 3rd of this of August. So If you're around Belize or in Freeport, come check us out. Don't forget the 78th annual Fishing Fiesta. That's July 3rd through the 6th. And then the Texas Champions Kingfish Tournament, which is July 11th and 12th over at the Surfside Marina. And give us a call. Give me a call if you got any questions about that, 979-417-1013, or just want to talk fishing, give me a holler.
All right, Jeff. A lot going on ahead of us here. A lot coming up. All right, buddy. Well, we'll see you, and you'll be in your search for a grander when you head out for your big bill fishing trip. That'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't we're going to talk nice to you guys during that time, too. So.
Heck yeah, man. I'm anxious. All right, buddy. Y'all have a good cool Sunday, and tell Casey to heal up, lick his wounds, and get ready for the next rough one. All right, buddy. See you. All right.
Later. All right. Okay. Thanks, Mick. Bye.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.